later in the week, we'll be dealing with the whole issue of coping with seasonal affective disorder. Don't want those of you who are hit by this to deal with it on your own. So on Power Friday tomorrow, that's one of the things we'll be talking about, coping with seasonal affective disorder. SAD for short. We also plan to hear from America's Muslims. You know, we have a lot going on in our world and in America included. And some of this has to do with Muslims. And one of the things that we're hearing is that, you know, we have some Muslims who are really wreaking havoc around the world with violence. Is that the way of all Islam? Is that the way of all Muslims? I think that by now, we know that the answer to that question is no. That is not the way of all Muslims. We're going to start hearing from Muslims themselves. This time, though, as we take a look at some of the findings of Pew Research, some in-depth surveys that they've done, talking with specifically U.S. Muslims. We're going to be hearing from them. And you know, a lot of times I really like giving us a chance to hear from the group that we're considering, whether that group is Muslims, whether that group is our teenagers. You know, sometimes we just have so many concerns about this group or that group, and it is so good to not only have discussions about them, but it's even better, I think, when we can hear directly from them. And so we'll be hearing from the Muslims. And of course, as you can tell, we have also begun to hear from the Hubots, the artificial intelligence wrapped up in human bodies. We're going to be hearing from them some more. But I tell you, someone I also want you to be prepared to hear from, an expert in relationships. He's a Christian psychiatrist whose name is Dr. Timothy Jennings. I'm telling you, he does some amazing work in the area of relationships, and I'm going to be having a conversation with him next Tuesday, December 26. He'll be speaking with me about relationship, love, sexual love, adultery, pornography, and recovery. This is going to be a conversation that is really going to help bring some insight into how relationships work. And ladies and gentlemen, the brain is going to be heavily involved in this discussion. I encourage you to listen in next Tuesday, December 26th at 1 o'clock in the PM. WTHB 1550 AM, The Voice. It's going to be just an amazing conversation. He brings some tremendous insight. And something else that I want to share with you about this. Dr. Jennings shares how some of the same biological, physiological, chemical activity that takes place inside the human brain to help humans bond with each other also takes place when humans bond to our Creator. You've got to hear this. December 26th at 1 o'clock, I'll be speaking with Dr. Tim Jennings. It's going to be an awesome, awesome discussion on relationships, so be sure to listen in. And as I've mentioned before, if for whatever reason you're not able to tune in at 1 o'clock, on 1550 AM, The Voice, have no fear, because you'll also be able to catch the conversation by going to speakingwith.com and listening online at your convenience. I know that one of the things we'll have going on next week, of course, Monday is Christmas Day. So, of course, that means the 26th is the day after Christmas. Some of you may still be on the road. You may still be celebrating. Any number of reasons that you may not be able to be with us, whether it's for that conversation or any other, you can go to speakingwith.com and on the upper left-hand corner of the home page, just click on the link, listen online at your convenience. That's exactly how it's worded. Listen online at your convenience. Click on that link. You'll see a list of names of guests and topics will come up. And you just scroll down to the name of the guest or topic that you want to listen to. Click on that link, and then you'll just start clicking on the segments that you want to listen to. Three quick clicks, three easy clicks. Click on the link, listen online at your convenience. Click on the name of the guest or topic of interest, and then click on each segment that you want to listen to. Just click on one segment at a time. You finish that segment, boom, go to the next one. That makes it easy for you to keep up with where you are, too, so that if, for whatever reason, you're not able to listen to the entire day's programming in one sitting, you can listen to one segment. And when you come back, you start with the next segment. Listen to two segments. Start wherever you left off. SpeakingWith.com. And listen online at your convenience at no cost to you. Free of charge. All right. We have this look that we're taking into the future. And I tell you, it's interesting. Very, very interesting. We were listening to Sophia, and we've been talking about some of the different ways that the developers of technology, the developers of artificial intelligence, are shaping the world that we live in. And one of the things that Pew noted is that Americans do anticipate some significant changes to the nature of jobs and work in the coming decades as a result of automation. About 77% of Americans think that it's realistic that robots and computers might one day be able to do many of the jobs currently done by humans, with 20% describing this prospect as extremely realistic. Do you think that if indeed that happens, it will be good or not good? Substantial shares of Americans anticipate that automation is actually going to impact a number of specific career fields over the course of their lifetimes. Sizable majorities expect that jobs such as fast food workers, and I know some of you are seeing a particular type of American citizen in your minds now as you hear me say fast food workers. And you're thinking, wow, a lot of their jobs are going to go the way of automation. They're saying a lot of, and again, sizable majorities of Americans expect that jobs such as fast food workers will be mostly performed by machines. And some of you thinking, wow. So a lot of these people we see at fast food restaurants are going to be gone. Their jobs are going to be gone. Well, the jobs won't be gone. They'll just be given to robots, artificial intelligence. And you're okay with that. You're thinking, wow, that won't be good for them. But you're okay with it because of the image of who you have in your head. What about this? Sizable majorities of Americans expect that jobs such as insurance claims processors will be mostly performed by machines. What are your thoughts about that? How about this? Half of Americans expect that jobs such as software engineers and legal clerks will be done by robots, Hubots. Looks like everybody's going to be touched, huh? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Do we need to go down that road? Do you say to the people who are developing the artificial intelligence, slow down? Do you say to them, stop? We don't want to go that route. We're going to continue to look into the future from various angles, various perspectives, but including, you know, one of those perspectives being where we're being taken with regards to artificial intelligence. As I mentioned, we'll hear some more from Sophia, the citizen robot. Isn't it interesting that She said that robots basically see themselves as citizens of the world. By default, they see themselves as citizens of the world. But now she is also specifically a full citizen of Saudi Arabia. Don't stress, ladies and gentlemen, don't stress. Remember some of the ways that we've talked about chilling, resting, relaxing, de-stressing. Good thing for you to do because it's good for you. Those of you who are parents, your children are watching you. If they see you learn how to de-stress, they'll be more encouraged to de-stress. That'll be a great way for you to let some of life's best moments keep coming through you.